What's up, everybody? My name's Dustin, and this is the Sweet Science Class Podcast. All right, and welcome, everybody, to today's episode. This one won't be too long. We're really just going to touch on what we saw last night. We were going to really go down the whole card, but I mean, let's just be honest, that wasn't the greatest pay-per-view. You know, all the undercards were pretty quick knockouts. There's really not much to talk about but the main event. And even there, I don't feel like there's a ton to talk about, but we'll break down the little bit we saw, you know, kind of go over everything. Felix wasn't able to make this one today. I've got Sergio on the line with me. How you doing, Sergio?
Doing well. How you doing, Sweet Science Class family? Hope everyone's having a nice Sunday afternoon, and I'm sure everyone caught the massacre. St. Patrick's Day massacre. We ain't talking about Sugar versus LaMotta. The St. Patrick's Day massacre last night.
Yeah, just go ahead and keep running with it. I'll kind of hop in at the end and just... I don't have a lot to say. I really don't have a lot to say about... I feel like leading up to the fight, I said everything I needed to say, and it all came true. I'm going to let Sergio just kind of rip what he saw, rip what he thought, and I'll hop back in a bit.
I'll roll with the Sweet Science Class. I'm going to make it fast. I know it's Sunday. But first and foremost, I like giving props where props are due, and I have to tip my hat to Dustin, not because he's, you know, my friend and we're part of the Sweet Science Class. I got to tip my hat to him because last year, he said that if Spence fought Mikey, it would be a pure massacre, that he wouldn't waste his money on buying a ticket to go see the fight. I saw the post. And he had been saying since his fight had been announced that he gave Mikey a 0% probability. Right? Last night, that is as close as the 0% probability I've seen. You got to bring in Lacey versus Cal, you know. A little bit better was Margarito versus Pack, but Lacey versus, it reminded me actually identically of Lacey versus Cal. The only difference was that more people put more stock in Mikey than they did Cal. That's the only difference. It was the St. Patrick's Day massacre. I don't know how else to say it, but Dustin, I congratulate you. I even joked, but I gave Mikey 20%. Spence outdid himself. He cleared that spread and more. His value went up in my book. That should have been a TKO. I think Robert Garcia and Mikey made a big mistake because letting him fight, because again, the first line of defense, what is it? It's your corner. Second, the referee. The referee will let you continue, especially a fight of that magnitude, if you're still swinging, which Mikey was still swinging. But he was swinging so slow-mo that when you would put it in slow-mo, it looked like Spence was in real mode. So it was really, really weird. Like, I just don't understand how Robert Garcia, okay, forget about the brother, right? Protect your fighter always. That's the number one thing. Do you think there was a point in letting Mikey finish for pride? What? Oh, okay, pride. No, you. Wow, you finished the fight that should have been a TKO. There would be no difference. This had to do with pride. You know what pride may have cost Mikey and Robert? Bro, Mikey's career, bro. The punishment he took in round 10, 11, and 12. It was like teeing off. It was just, you know, like if you're in golf, it's just the balls are just dropping and you're just teeing up. It was just, if I'm not mistaken, in round 11, Mikey landed 8 punches when Spence landed 45. You know, and my scorecard, I gave Mikey the second round, and I gave him the fifth round. I thought he won those rounds from an optical standpoint. The second, he won it statistically, and from optics. The fifth, it was his best of his worst, but I thought he did a few things that were effective, and I gave him the fifth. After that, nothing but Spence. I gave Spence a 10-8 in the 10th, a 10-8 in the 11th, and a 10-8 in the 12th. And I'll tell you why. A lot of people are like, why the 12th? I'll tell you why the 12th. In the last minute of the bout, there was a moment that was, again, a tee off, like when we saw Mayweather do to Gotti, I think it was in round 6, that Buddy McGirt's like, nah, champ, that's enough. Like there was a 6-punch combination, and Spence went back and looked at the referee.
I saw that.
And you saw that, right?
I saw
and
that.
I'm like, my God. I mean, this guy just he just took the foot off the pedal when he could have. And this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Spence is a compassionate guy. He seems like a very, very good guy. You know, a lot of the build-up to the fight, of course, they got to say, I'm going to hurt him. You know, I'm going to make him pay. Because it's the build-up to the fight. They want to sell. Blah, blah, blah. But I think Spence realized after, I think it was a 6 or 7. It was just so nasty. Everything started with the jab. Last night, Spence's jab was as good as De La Hoya's jab at his prime. Spence's jab started everything because it would stop Mikey. When any and Mikey, people are like, well, why didn't Mikey punch? Why didn't Mikey? It's not that. Why didn't Mikey do that? Is that Spence didn't allow him to do his plan? It wasn't that Mikey didn't show up. Mikey showed up. Mikey was perfectly fine. It was Spence. Spence was so good that he would, and Mikey could not implement any plan because Spence would stop it, and he would stop it always with what? The jab. It was that jab last night was so on point, and then the jab, then the body. It was just in the beginning. It was jab, body, jab, and it was, and obviously slowed down Garcia. But then it came to the point, like, you know, I'm scoring around 7-8. You know, Spence winning, and then 10-11-12 coming. I'm like, bro, now we're talking about, you know, Garcia throws 12 punches, lands 8. Spence throws 60 punches, land 45. I mean, that's that. I can't judge that to say a 10-9 because a 10-9 was a 6th round. How can I say round 10, which was probably the most 9 and 10 are probably the most 9, 10, 11 and 12 are the most lopsided rounds, and that's why I went that route. Everyone, but round 12 was very, very. I felt bad because I saw Spence take the break off because Spence is like, damn, bro, I've hit. And he said, bro, I've hit this guy a lot of times, and he's still there, bro. I'm like, probably going to kill him. And Robert Garcia, he is one of the best trainers in the game, no doubt. But that last night, is it worth it? Was it worth it? I wonder what – we'll see. We'll see Mikey and how he looks in his next bout. I pray that this did not damage his career. Like it damaged Jeff Lacy, like it damaged so many careers when you're undefeated and you throw out your fighter like a piece of livestock in the 10th and 11th. There was no need for 10, 11, 12 rounds. There was no need. There was no possible way. When you hear the commentator saying there's no possible way that he can win, why don't they stop it? And they didn't. And it may have cost Mikey his career. I'm glad that he came out healthy. I mean, healthy in the sense of he looked healthy yesterday. He was talking, but yeah, that to me was a fight that was very well sold, and we really, really underestimated the champ weight classes, and my God, Spence. He has my respect. Holy shit. That was a performance of his lifetime. What a performance. What defense, what speed, what angles, what footwork, what stamina, what the jab. I can go on. It was check, 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 check. Everything, check. Complete pillage, everything. I think Spence now belongs in the top 5, if not the top 3, pound for pound, because Mikey was in the top 5 pound for pound. He beat, I don't want to hear Mikey was smaller. I don't want to hear that shit. No one can say that unless you were saying that before. Like Dustin. Dustin called it perfectly. Dustin said, this is going to be a complete waste of time and money. That's why there's weight classes. See, Dustin can say that. See, now everyone that was in there, including myself, I gave Mikey a 20% chance, including myself, I have to now give homage to Spence. Spence, in my opinion now, it's not only that he won, it was, like I told people, he covered my spread. He did 10 or 15% better than my spread, you know, which I had, my spread was 60, because I gave him 20%, and that should have been a TKO. The only reason it was not a TKO was Pride and Robert, the Mexican Pride, and because I don't see a reason why the round 10, 11, 12 had to occur after that ninth round, which was another massacre. So that's all I got to say about the fight, and I congratulate you, Dustin, because you have echoed this since last year. I saw the post. We saw the fight, exactly what you said, and in my opinion, that should have been a TKO. Just because it didn't stop it, that doesn't mean it didn't need to be stopped.
Right.
That's it. That's all I got, man, for that, man, because it's I tip my hat to you. You nailed it, bro. That was as accurate as you get as as accurate as you get as 0%. It would do everything. Everything he did, he couldn't do anything. And he couldn't do anything because of the strength of Spence. Spence would not allow him. The only way Mikey can do anything is if Spence entered the pocket. I mean, Mikey entered the pocket. How can you enter the pocket? Every time you try to enter the pocket, there's a jab right in your fucking face because it's so powerful that it breaks through the guard that stops your momentum to try to get in the pocket. So you can't get in the pocket. You see what I'm saying? So then the distance, that's it. That's it. It was Spence would probably tell you it was easy.
Yeah.
Because it looked easy. All he did was his job. and he couldn't miss. I feel horrible because everything the man threw, he lands it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then I'm very disappointed in that corner because 10, 11, there was no need for round 10, 11, and 12 because of his psychological health, because of his physical health. And bro, you don't know what can happen. If the fighter you're fighting stops putting the pedal to the metal, damn, bro, he must feel sorry for you because he's giving you an ass. It was like a 6 or 7 hit combo in the last minute of round 12, and then he stopped because he probably felt bad. I mean, that's that. It was what it was. I enjoyed watching all that. I'm mad that that $75. Pay-per-view for that type of card, the undercard, the main event, yeah, that was pay-per-view, but I didn't think it was going to be $75 or $74.99 for high def. I thought it was going to be $55. It is what it is. That's it. I don't got nothing else to say. But congratulate Spence. He earned a lot more respect in my book. His value went up in stock in my book, and I think he belongs in the top in the top five, if not the top three, because you just beat a top five pound for pound. So that's it, man. That's all I got.
Very, very, very well put. I pretty much agree with all that. Just to kind of touch in on a few, I appreciate the props.
Yeah, and, man. No, bro, you deserve. Bro, I. Bro, Pete, bro, you just. Bro, when someone deserves it, you deserve it, bro. You called it last year. You've been calling, and everyone's like, "No, you're wrong. You're wrong." You know, even me, I'm like, bro, I'm going to give him at least a 15 to 20% chance. You know, I know Spencer's going to win. You're like, no, I'm not going to give him any chance. And you know what? You nailed it. That was literally the definition of a 0% probability of winning. So yeah. I give you props, bro. You earned it, bro.
Well,
definitely,
thank
man.
You.
Good call. Great call.
And I did. I 100% noticed. Totally. I pointed it out in the room of people here with me last night. It was the 11th or 12th. Spence landed that big combo. He totally backed up and he looked at the ref. And I pointed it out. I started saying, do y'all see that? Like, I've seen fighters do this. Manny kind of started doing it to Margarito.
They kind of just start.
They desperately want the referee to help them out because they start to feel bad. And when I saw that, and what really bothered me was after the ninth round was just an ass beating, and that was when Robert said, "Show me something in the tenth, or I'm going to stop it." The tenth was pretty much another ass beating. And then Robert, he goes back to the corner, and before the 11th, Robert's like, "You want to continue?" And I'm like, "What the hell? How did your opinion change so much?" But I mean, realistically, and I'm not even trying to pat my back or brag, but that went exactly as I expected and as I called it 5-6 months ago. I expected the knockout. I really am shocked Mikey did go 12, so props to him. He's a super tough warrior. Like, I really can't believe he went 12, even though he should not have gone 12. Someone should have looked out for him. And I really hope that their moral pride victory is worth maybe shortening a couple fights at the end of his career, which to me, that it's not. A loss is a loss. Why take those extra 100, 150? He got outlanded by 300 shots. I mean, that was one of the most lopsided. It was not worth the $75. I didn't even like the undercard. I thought that was actually, and I never say this, I'm usually good with pay-per-views. I buy whatever. I don't complain. That was a pretty trash pay-per-view. I don't feel like I got my money's worth, but it happens. It's not a big deal. I move on. But I think we can all maybe finally agree with me now that Loma and Mikey should be unifying at 135. Spence should be picking on people his own size. We just wasted 6 months of our life building up this circus show. And last night, we saw the circus show unravel. And it just wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth anything we saw. It wasn't worth the money. It wasn't worth it to Mikey. He didn't prove anything. He got hurt. And it really comes back to size. I see people say, you know, Spence did really good. And Spence did amazing. Like, even better than I expected at times. But it really all comes down to size. Because I saw opportunities for Mikey. He just couldn't get in. Just too short. Not enough reach. Not enough anything. He couldn't get inside. Power. No, not enough power.
Not enough power. He couldn't get in there. He could not get in. That was his plan. You know, like Mike Tyson would always do. But Mike Tyson was a pit bull. Mike Tyson had power that he was able to, with the head movement and the speed at prime, get in to those 6'2", 6'3", you know, the Sphinx who towered him and be able to do that because of power. But that's heavyweight.
Yeah.
Mikey, every time Mikey tried to go anything, the jab was in his face and then the combo would start. And then, there's only so much body attack you can absorb that your punches start getting slow. Like Joe Goosen said, that left he just threw was very, very slow. You know, like around the eighth, there's weight classes for a reason. And now, you know, I drank a little bit of the Kool-Aid. Dustin didn't drink any of the Kool-Aid. Felix drank, I think, a few drops of the Kool-Aid. I'm totally now, you can't, there's only one Roberto Duran, you know, everybody can't be a Roberto Duran that starts at bantamweight and gets a title at super middleweight.
And that's something I've often been telling people. There's a couple people in our lifetimes, like Duran, Pacquiao, Roy Jones, Floyd,
Mayweather.
Those are special people. And anytime I said weight classes exist and Mikey's going to get beat up, nah, Manny did it. Floyd did it. And I'm like, walk around weights matter, man. Mikey walks around at 170 with a belly. Spence walks around at 180 in shape. He's going to get beat up. No. Well, I mean, I just hope this was like a learning experience for everybody. Because, back 6 months ago when I see people saying, I want Loma to move up to fight Bud Crawford. This is exactly what happened. We've got to stop that. We got to stop trying to throw people three weight classes apart into the same fight. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. And last night was living proof of that. One thing I will say to really my final thoughts on Spence that he impressed me last night. I thought Mikey's best round was easily the second. The only debatable round, in my opinion, he could have won. And I still gave it to Spence. So he started figuring some stuff out. Spence comes out in the third. And he's already countered what Mikey had figured out. And then in the fourth round, I noticed Mikey figure out something. I don't know if anyone noticed. One time, he landed a very successful He leaned back and he landed a good pull counter right straight, Floyd Mayweather style, on Spence. Yep. And it landed. And I was like, okay. Well, 30 seconds later in that same round, he tried that same thing. Spence moved his head. It never landed again.
His ring IQ was phenomenal.
It really, really was. Because Mikey kept going and saying they saw something. They see a couple things. I think the things they saw, Spence figured them out. And he just checkmate the checkmate all night. Anytime Mikey started to maybe figure it out, Spence would just add a little something new. So
He would adjust Mikey's adjustment.
He was Bill Belichick in football last night. Anything Mikey fixed, Spence was like, "All right, I'm gonna tweak this a little bit." It was great. I mean, he beat up a little guy. Like, I don't know what I really think of it. I honestly think he should have been able to stop Mikey. Now it kind of makes me question his power a little bit, or maybe Mikey's just a
Mikey's shit
tough
Mikey's
son of a
shit.
Bitch, man. But
Mikey's chin and will. I mean, he did bend him like a hyphen a few times. Not a few times, many times. I thought Margarito versus Pacquiao was a TKO, and Jeff Lacy versus Cal was a TKO. That was a TKO that did not occur.
Yeah.
Due to pride. And now people are talking about Loma and Mikey. Dude, Mikey needs a good 8 months of rest. Bro, this is not only – forget about the damage, like his face and all that. Psychologically, this guy was completely sold that he was walking away with a belt, and this guy got shut out. Shut out. I gave him two rounds, but then I scored 3 10-8 rounds, so it ended up 118-107.
Right.
You know, one judge scored a 10-8 round. I saw 120-107 as well.
I bet it was the ninth, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it all blurred. The 9th, 10th, and 11th, and even 12th, like I said, when I saw him pull back. Bro, those rounds were slaughter rounds.
Yeah, it was just a 12-minute
blur.
Those
were slaughter rounds, bro. And then, like, how can I give a 10-9 for round 6 to Spence, and then I see 9, 10, 11, 12, and score a 10-9? It just doesn't fit. You can't. The guy lands 8, Spence lands 45. I mean, I just can't, and that's why I gave those last 3. But you're right. The 9th round was another round. That was a round that Robert Garcia said, "You got to show me something when I'm stopping you."
That was the round. Remember? I really thought they were going to stop it. 9.
Yeah, and it didn't. The slaughter just continued, and the stats show it. 11. Round 11 was another one that was just brutal. And when he would go back, I see Mikey raising his hand. I'm like, bro, this isn't a marathon, bro. You don't have to finish it, bro. Bro, this isn't a costume. So I don't think I mean Loma versus Garcia. I mean, I don't even know if that fight will happen. I don't even know if that fight is even marketable at this point. I mean, now, you know, maybe Mikey doesn't come back. Who knows? You know, I'm not God. You know what I'm saying? We'll find out in his next fight. But I think Mikey needs a good 8 months before starting a training camp. He got hit a lot, man.
Yeah, he needs a rest period. And really, my final thing, I will close out on this, and it goes to do with what Sergio's touching on with the Loma situation. There's another reason. It wasn't just the fact that this was such a mismatch. I've been very hard on this fight for like 6 months and messing with people, talking, you know, shit, trolling. It's all in fun, but I've meant every word of it, and there's a reason behind it. And it wasn't just the mismatch. It's because we're taking away good fights that could be happening in their own respective weight classes, and we're wasting our time. And Loma versus Mikey for the unification at 135 would have been one of the most beautiful fights that we could really think of right now. But instead, we got this massacre. So now, do you really think Mikey is going to successfully come all the way back down to 135? I just have a hard time believing that. And Loma, in a recent interview, is already saying, "Well, I don't know what to do now because we were going to fight at 135. And if he's at 147, what do we do? Meet at 140? And Loma knows he can't really go to 140. He felt Linares' power at 135 when he got dropped. So we could have had just all these awesome unification fights, but we got greedy and wanted to see this weird exhibition circus thing. It didn't work out, and now we may have blown a perfectly amazing Loma versus Mikey fight. It just, the whole situation bugs me, and that's why I've been so hard on this fight. I was like, man, Mikey, man up and fight Loma. Don't move up and fight this big dude, so you've got a backfall excuse of him being too big. And it just wasn't worth it. But I'm not trying to be too hard on Mikey. Like, I like Mikey. He's a warrior for what he did last night. All props to him for going 12. But that was a stupid fight, and I don't want to see any more fights like that. And I hope people learn their lesson trying to throw in lightweights with middleweights and all these hypothetical fantasy fights we always throw around. Some of them just are not possible, and last night proved that. But, I don't know, props to Spence, props to Mikey for surviving. I hope everyone enjoyed the fight. Yeah. But I
and
really
props
didn't.
To you, and props to you, Dustin, for calling us a year early, bro. Congrats on that, bro. I saw the post, the memory post, but that's all I gotta say, sweet science class. I'm gonna throw it back to Dustin so he can wrap it up.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on, Sergio. I thought you killed every point you had, and that's
always
really
a pleasure, bro.
That's really all we got for today. So y'all, you know, check this out, share this episode.
Please.
Something I need to start throwing in. Please start, like, maybe following us or I don't know how it works. I'm kind of weird with the podcast. I don't know a lot, but I don't know if you can favorite them or follow them, or you get kind of like a YouTube subscription where you get notified every time we drop an episode. If y'all please start doing that, and we're on your favorite outlet probably. We're on Anchor, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, Google, we're on a bunch. I post them all the time. So please start trying to click that button. That way you don't have to wait for someone to send you the new episode. Boom, you just get a notification. You know, let's try to build this army, try to build this sweet science class family. We appreciate y'all for following us, and we hope y'all enjoyed last night. And on the next weekend, we got some good fights Saturday, and then we got Lipinets versus Lamont Peterson Sunday. So we'll drop an episode later this week discussing all of next weekend. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, we love you all. Sweet science class out.
Peace out.